we learned that the Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to emphasize the right over the left by Menelavasar. You should fill the cup up in your right hand and also wash your right hand first. How do you pull off that stunt? How can you do that? So you hold the cup in the right hand when you fill the water, and then you transfer the cup to your left hand, and then pour on the right hand first. Right, left, right, left, right, left. But also you held the cup in your right hand first. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the earlier Svarim that you want the right side of Chesed to be Miskaber, to be stronger than the left side that's Din. Up in Shemayim, there's the right side and the left side, Kaviyachol. Hashem's right side is Chesed, his left side is Din. So as we're using the right and left side down here, it in a sense corresponds to what's up in Shemayim. We want to emphasize the right over the left. We want Hashem's Chesed and his Rachamim to be stronger than the left. Oh. So what's this idea that the right side is Chesed and the left side is Din? What does that mean exactly? So I once heard a beautiful explanation from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal. And he said he discovered this explanation after he had a stroke. Rav Aaron had two strokes in his life. And he said that after his first stroke, here's what happened. He was recovering in the hospital, and he went to write something. He wanted to write something, maybe write a Chiddush of Torah. He was writing something. And he wasn't able to write properly. Now, his stroke was on the right side of his brain. It affected the left side of his body. So his right hand was working fine. But still, he wasn't able to write properly. Why not? Because his left hand wasn't usable. And we don't think about this, but we use our left hands to help our right hands write. When a person's writing or taking notes, often you're leaning on your left hand a little, or your left hand holds the paper as your right hand is writing. So even though we're doing the real creative act with our right hands, but the left hand helps the right hand do what it needs to do. When people play basketball, so a righty, he shoots with his right hand, but the left hand sort of holds the ball in place when it goes up for the jump shot. So the main thing is the right hand, but the left hand helps the right hand do what it needs to do. So Rav Aaron said, that's when he understood this idea that the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. Hashem's right side is Chesed. Hashem wants to shower us with goodness. Hashem is Tov. He's the ultimate Tov. He's the ultimate Meitiv. And Hashem wants to always, always shower us with goodness and Shefa from Shemayim. And that's what Hashem wants as the ultimate good. He just wants to give us more and more and more. However, sometimes people do chataim. A person does a chait. And he doesn't deserve. A person doesn't deserve Hashem's Shefa. So Hashem is in a sense forced Kaviyachol. Hashem is in a sense forced Kaviyachol to use the din. He sometimes has to punish us to wake us up to do tshuva. So Hashem will use the left side, but the purpose of the left side, the purpose of the din, is in order to wake us up to do tshuva so that we'll be more deserving of the right side of the Shefa from Shemayim. It's beautiful. The left side serves the right side. That's the pshat. It's a beautiful pshat. That the right side of Hashem, in a sense, is Chesed. And the left side is, we say, Mismoli Gavriel. Vur is on the left side. So Hashem does have the left side, and he does have to use din and punish sometimes, but even the din and the punishment really is there to serve the right side. The left hand helps the right hand write, but the right hand is the main hand. It's doing the writing. So Rav Aaron said, that's the pshat. Hashem is Tov, he's Meitiv, he wants to give us more, but we sometimes don't deserve it. So Hashem's left side sometimes has to be employed, but it's there to help the right hand, the right side, do what Hashem wants, which is the main side of giving, 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 Tov, Tov, and Meitiv. It's a beautiful pshat. What struck me about this, which is incredible, is this is what a gadol thinks about when he's in a hospital room after suffering a stroke. He's thinking about the pshat and how Hashem runs the world up in Shemayim. It's in a very inspirational thing to hear. That tzaddik is in the hospital, and just suffered a serious stroke. And what he's focused on, what he's thinking about, is how Hashem runs the world. Chesed, Din, beautiful, beautiful. This is Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. If you're interested, he also wrote an article even deeper than this. He wrote that after his stroke, he wrote that he felt, he could feel in a sense, the existence of the neshama. And he explained it very well in an article that when he was sitting in the hospital, and he described how the left side of his body, he knew it was there, but he wasn't able to move it. He had that awareness that it was, but it felt like it was outside of him, even though really he knew that it was his own left arm. And he explains very beautifully how, in his mind, that awareness that he had, that feeling that he had, to him, proved almost in a physical sense the existence of the neshama. And again, it's very powerful to read. You can go online. It was published, I think, in one of the traditions. And it's Rav Aaron Soloveitchik describing what he felt like after suffering his first stroke. Okay, we'll stop here with that beautiful explanation to add depth to the Mishneh Berurah on the Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Yud. We'll stop here.